这是2015年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试湖南卷英语科听力部分。该部分分为两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先在试题卷上作答。听力部分结束前，你将有2分钟的时间将第一至第15小题的答案转涂到答题卡上，将第16至第20小题的答案转写到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting.I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kind of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day except Thursday,We have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages. You know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant.For anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。
Part 1 Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 6 conversations between 2 speakers. For each conversation, there are several questions, and each question...is followed by 3 choices marked A, B, and C. Listen carefully and then choose the best answer for each question. You will hear each conversation twice. Example. You will hear,
Hasn't the latest Time magazine arrived yet?Today's already Wednesday.
Sorry, it's late. Maybe tomorrow. You will read, When will the magazine probably arrive? A. Wednesday. B. Thursday. C. Friday. From the conversation, we know that the correct choice is B. Thursday.So, you should mark the letter B on the question booklet. Questions 1 and 2 are based on conversation 1. You now have 10 seconds to read the questions.
Conversation 1.
What time do you usually get home from work?
Oh, about 6:30. But if there's a lot of traffic, it will be around 7:30. Last night, I got home very late. It was almost 8:30.
That's too bad. By the way, did you watch that special TV program last night?
No, I didn't have the time. And I forgot to record it. You know, I had to prepare for a lecture.
What time do you usually get home from work?
Oh, about 6:30. But if there's a lot of traffic, it will be around 7:30. Last night, I got home very late. It was almost 8:30.
That's too bad. By the way, did you watch that special TV program last night?
No, I didn't have the time. And I forgot to record it. You know, I had to prepare for a lecture.
Questions 3 and 4 are based on conversation 2. You now have 10 seconds to read the questions.
Conversation 2. Hi, Sam. I didn't know you exercise at this gym. Do you come here every day?
Well, I've been busy with my project, but usually I exercise here every 2 days. How about you?
I come here once a week, mostly Friday or Saturday.
Why don't we meet at the park this Friday after work? We can exercise together at the gym and then go for a drink or movie.
Sounds good. Hi, Sam. I didn't know you exercise at this gym. Do you come here every day?
Well, I've been busy with my project, but usually I exercise here every 2 days. How about you?
I come here once a week. Mostly Friday or Saturday.
Why don't we meet at the park this Friday after work? We can exercise together at the gym and then go for a drink or movie.
Sounds good.
Questions 5 and 6 are based on conversation 3. You now have 10 seconds to read the questions.
Conversation 3. Good morning. Can I help you?
This is Mr. Horst speaking. Could I speak to Mr. Chester, please?
One moment, please. I'm sorry. But Mr. Chester is on the other line. Would you like to leave a message?
Could you ask Mr. Chester to call me back?
Of course. What is your name again?
My name is Richard Horst.
Could you please spell your last name?
That's H for Harry, O for Oliver, R for Robert, S for Sugar, and T for Tommy.
Thank you for calling, and goodbye. Good morning. Can I help you?
This is Mr. Horst speaking. Could I speak to Mr. Chester, please?
One moment, please. I'm sorry, but Mr. Chester is on the other line. Would you like to leave a message?
Could you ask Mr. Chester to call me back?
Of course. What is your name again?
My name is Richard Horst.
Could you please spell your last name?
That's H for Harry, O for Oliver, R for Robert, S for Sugar, and T for Tommy.
Thank you for calling, and goodbye.
Questions 7 through 9 are based on conversation 4. You now have 15 seconds to read the questions.
Conversation 4.
Hello.
Honey, it's me.
Where are you?
At the station. I missed my train, so I'm going to be late.
Oh, that's too bad. Will you get back in time to pick up the kids?
I don't think so. Can you get them?
No problem.
How was your day?
Well, I worked on my paper for a few hours, and then I got sleepy, so I slept for a while.
Wow, you're so lucky you work at home. I can't sleep at the office, you know.
But I also did the dishes. You can't do those things at the office.
Well, that's true.
See you around 6:30?
I hope so. See you.
Hello?
Honey, it's me.
Where are you?
At the station. I missed my train, so I'm going to be late.
Oh, that's too bad. Will you get back in time to pick up the kids?
I don't think so. Can you get them?
No problem.
How was your day?
Well, I worked on my paper for a few hours, and then I got sleepy, so I slept for a while.
Wow, you're so lucky you work at home. I can't sleep at the office, you know.
But I also did the dishes. You can't do those things at the office.
Well, that's true.
See you around 6:30?
I hope so. See you.
Questions 10 through 12 are based on conversation 5. You now have 15 seconds to read the questions.
Conversation 5.
What can I do for you, madam?
Yes, my husband and I were thinking of buying something. May I have a look at that t-shirt?
Certainly. You have very good taste, madam. It really suits you.
Thanks, but it's not for me. It's for my friend. How much is it?
Well, madam, you're very lucky because we have a special offer on for this week only. That t-shirt is normally $60, but we are offering a 10% discount.
Oh, dear. That's still $54.
I see. Well, madam, just look at the quality.
It's very nice, but I think your prices seem very high. A t-shirt like this is much cheaper on the internet.
But not of this quality, madam.
Well, I'm in a hurry, so why not 48?
48? At that price, I'm losing money. How about 50?
50? Well, oh look, there's a button missing.
Really? Okay, let's make it 48.
Thank you, I'll take it.
What can I do for you, madam?
Yes, my husband and I were thinking of buying something. May I have a look at that t-shirt?
Certainly. You have very good taste, madam. It really suits you.
Thanks, but it's not for me. It's for my friend. How much is it?
Well, madam, you're very lucky because we have a special offer on for this week only. That t-shirt is normally $60, but we are offering a 10% discount.
Oh, dear. That's still $54.
I see. Well, madam, just look at the quality.
It's very nice, but I think your prices seem very high. A t-shirt like this is much cheaper on the internet.
But not of this quality, madam.
Well, I'm in a hurry, so why not 48?
48? At that price, I'm losing money. How about 50?
50? Well, oh look, there's a button missing.
Really? Okay, let's make it 48.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Questions 13 through 15 are based on conversation 6. You now have 15 seconds to read the questions.
Conversation 6. Hi, Tim. Have you been here long?
Hi. I arrived on Sunday. How about you?
I got here a few days ago. On Saturday. Oh, no. Wait a minute. Sorry. Friday, not Saturday.
But we didn't have to be here until today.
Yes, I know. But I wanted to get my things moved into my room and take a look around. So, did you choose English as your major in the end?
No, I changed my mind and chose history instead. And you're doing biology, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
How much reading have you got? I was given an amazingly long list of books to read. See?
Well, mine isn't as long as yours, but I don't know how to get through them all. Do I have to make notes while reading?
Well, you'd better skim the books first to see what's important and what isn't.
But what if you miss something?
You don't mean you're going to read every word, do you?
Hi, Tim. Have you been here long?
Hi. I arrived on Sunday. How about you?
I got here a few days ago. On Saturday. Oh, no. Wait a minute, sorry. Friday, not Saturday.
But we didn't have to be here until today.
Yes, I know. But I wanted to get my things moved into my room and take a look around. So, did you choose English as your major in the end?
No, I changed my mind and chose history instead. And you're doing biology, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
How much reading have you got? I was given an amazingly long list of books to read. See?
Well, mine isn't as long as yours, but I don't know how to get through them all. Do I have to make notes while reading?
Well, you'd better skim the books first to see what's important and what isn't.
But what if you miss something?
You don't mean you're going to read every word, do you? Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear a short passage. Listen carefully and then fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Fill in each blank with no more than 3 words. You will hear the short passage twice. You now have 25 seconds to read the questions on the question booklet. Good afternoon, boys and girls. Welcome to the Web Design Club of our school. It meets on Monday from 2:30 to 3:15. The only purpose of it is to create a website that can win you a competition. Your website has to do with the background of your ancestors and has to be 5 pages long. The pages need to be well constructed in order to win you the competition. The competition has 2 levels, the beginners and the advanced. Both levels have prizes. The first prize is $300 for the beginners and $750 for the advanced. All the work has to be your own. You should also list the software you use to edit any images. Enjoy yourself while learning about web design and make new friends in the club.
Good afternoon, boys and girls. Welcome to the Web Design Club of our school. It meets on Monday from 2:30 to 3:15. The only purpose of it is to create a website that can win you a competition. Your website has to do with the background of your ancestors and has to be 5 pages long. The pages need to be well constructed in order to win you the competition. The competition has 2 levels, the beginners and the advanced. Both levels have prizes. The first prize is $300 for the beginners and $750 for the advanced. All the work has to be your own. You should also list the software you use to edit any images. Enjoy yourself while learning about web design and make new friends in the club.
Now you have 2 minutes to write your answer on your answer sheet. This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。